Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I'm Mike Elflin, web editor of Telegram.com. We're joined today by George Barnes, a reporter who penned a look at the history of tornadoes in Central Mass. June marks the start of the tornado season in the state. But first, I want to point out that we're not talking about the Worcester Tornadoes baseball team, the independent squad that played in Worcester for 7 years before disbanding in 2012. Actually, that squad was named for the destructive tornado of 1953. Tell us about that one, George.
Mike, the Worcester tornado of 1953 was the worst tornado to hit Massachusetts. It traveled for 40 miles, killing 94 people and injuring 1,200 more. It started in the Quabbin Reservoir and cut a mile-wide path through central Massachusetts, hitting hard on Worcester and continuing on into Framingham. Debris was found 110 miles away from that tornado.
That is powerful, and it was F4 in terms of power. Tell us about the F designation for tornadoes.
The F designation is based on the Fujita scale, which was created by T. Ted Fujita in 1971. In that scale, it measures the amount of damage to estimate the wind speeds.
So for tornadoes that happened before that, they went back and did the math retroactively type of thing in terms of measuring it?
Yeah, the Worcester tornadoes damage was estimated after looking at the reports from that tornado years later.
I always get a kick. There's a nice photo of Senator John F. Kennedy touring the damage in Shrewsbury. That's one, a nice black and white photo that folks can check out on telegram.com. Other than the 1953 tornado, George, anything other tornadoes of note in Central Mass?
There were several tornadoes of F3 or stronger in Central Mass during that period, going back, all the way to 1871, which was the Great June Tornado. What the measurement for that is unknown, but it was so powerful that it cut a huge path of destruction, although no one died. It was, by today's standards, it would be considered probably F3 or stronger.
That's interesting. People can read a little bit more about that on telegram.com. Thanks, George, for all that information.
You're welcome, Mike.